years.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House.
Well, I'm riding along, singing the same old cowboy song.
Come on, y'all.
That's been sung 100 times before.
Let's ride along together here.
Ain't got nothing.
Crossing the Arizona horizon.
And I'm the only man I know to blame, but I'm living.
Some beautiful mornings we got.
Happy and I'm free.
Here at Rosie on the House. Your weekend wake up call. I need it. Stayed up late.
That's what you get.
Going down to the Diamondbacks game.
But it was worth it.
They should pay me to go every night.
I think that would happen
every
night.
They found their offense. They found some bats. Mm-hmm. What a game. Man. It was like every time you got in a conversation with somebody, there was another home run going over the wall. It was whack, 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 whack. It was like a tennis match.
Well, I'm a fickle fan. I didn't go because I figured, hey, sit there a bunch of innings and nothing will happen.
Yeah, Friday nights, Jennifer and I are usually in bed about 7:15. I stretched it all the way to like 10:15 last night.
Wow.
So, woo-hoo!
Big boy.
Hey, June, National Camping Month. National Camping Month. Except in Arizona.
Because all the closures.
Because all the forests are closed. What a heartbreak. Oh, man. But it is also Free Fishing Day. Arizona Game and Fish will let anyone throw a baited hook in any lake today.
Without a license?
Without a license.
Oh.
So grab the kids.
Early.
I was going to say.
Early.
Or late.
A box of worms and hit the lake and get the kids out there hooking into something. Hey, it was a bad week for bears.
I heard. Well, there was a happy ending for a couple of bears. Did you hear that there was the mama and cubs that were taken out of Anthem? They were separated, but the cubs got a new home at Barizona.
Okay.
The Williams, yeah.
That's good. Did you hear they had to euthanize 3 bears this week?
No.
Yeah. I think it was 2
in Anthem?
One in Anthem and I think 2 in Mesa.
Did you see the pictures?
Oh, one in Payson. It was Payson, Mesa, and Anthem.
The Mesa one they showed a little shot, but it was a skinny bear.
I bet.
Yeah.
The Payson one was breaking into a house. I'd like to
Poor
wake
guys.
Up.
They're I'd hungry. Like, they're thirsty.
I'd like to wake up to that.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
Hey, Mama Bear, Papa Bear.
Tell you what, 2 king snakes in the chicken pen back-to-back nights.
Wow.
Big king snakes, too.
At Rancho de la Romero?
Yeah, the Whitman Plantation.
Woo!
They, generally speaking, you know, I'd like to relocate king snakes. They will eat rattlers. They're good snakes. You know, Amanda says that's an oxymoron. There's no such thing as a good snake.
That's a mama speaking.
But,
that's a mama speaking.
You know, we did go ahead and, you know, dispatch them because they were in the nesting box on the eggs. You know, the kids get the eggs. You know, they may not be a poisonous snake, but they still bite. You know, imagine one of the little kids stuck their hand in there. Big old snake coiled up on top of an egg.
Well, speaking of snakes, they've even opened a couple city trails up now, right, for night hiking?
Yes, there's 3 parks. You can go to phoenixcity.gov, their website, and it'll show you which ones. But there's one at South Mountain, one at North Mountain, and Piestewa. They have expanded their parking hours to one of them till 11 o'clock in the evening. Because do you know that it's not legal to be on most trails at night? Because why? Because it's dangerous to rescue somebody if they get in trouble at night.
Okay.
And it's hard to see what's out there, and there's critters and stuff. So yeah, you can't just decide you're going to take a night hike and get out there. So.
But there are a couple that are open till 11, right?
They have different hours, but those are the 3 I just gave you, Piestewa,
yeah.
North, and South.
Okay. And open up early, early in the morning.
Yes, 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, the sun's up at this time at 5, so.
I've quit hiking with both earbuds in.
But I just wanted to clarify, you said it's early, but the point is that they open the parking now earlier, so you can park your car at 5.
Oh,
so.
I see. Okay.
So that's kind of the nice addition.
I was hiking up Tom's Thumb, listening to my music. This goes back about 6-7 years ago. But practically stepped on a rattling rattlesnake that I couldn't hear.
Oh, so leave one earbud out.
So now it's one earbud out at all times.
You betcha.
I was climbing Camelback a few years ago and listening to a Diamondbacks game. And as I came down, I must have just barely stepped on the rattle.
Mm.
He's only about 3 feet long, but very thin. And I just curled up under a cactus, and that was it.
Yikes.
Did he get you?
No. In fact, he jumped into a bush and got tangled up in a thorny bush. And I went, oh, man, sorry, dude.
You know, Phoenix Park and Rec, we've been talking about how you can't get out. There's a lot of forests closed.
Right.
But there's a lot of stuff in the city you can do. And Phoenix Parks and Rec alone has 41,000 acres of land, 200 miles of trail. And do you know how many rescues they did last year?
Just in Phoenix?
Yeah, on the Phoenix trails.
60.
259. And 95 of those had to be done by helicopter. And a helicopter is $1,000 an hour. So it can be kind of
We're in the wrong
pricey.
Business.
I know, right? Well, do you think that they, do you think there's a stupid hiker law? You know, we have the stupid driver law.
There should be, if not.
So if you
how do you
if you're driving
it?
Well, if you're driving and
yes.
you bust through a barricade and it says don't go here and you go there and you have
that's
to be rescued,
stupid.
Then you have to pay for your rescue. So the argument every year comes up after all these rescues, you know, should we have a stupid hiker law? And then that's the question: how do you define it? Who's going to see it? You know, you're up there by yourself on the trail.
If you got up and can't get yourself down. That you should pay for your own ride down.
Okay. Well, there's another state that's done something kind of interesting because that gets voted down every time. So there's a couple places where you have to buy a hiker card. So everybody has a hiker card, and they don't monitor that. But if you're out and you're hiking and you have to be rescued and you don't have a hiker card, then you pay. But otherwise, you have your hiker card, and the pool of money from all those cards pays for the rescues, which I thought was kind of genius.
Okay. For the card holders.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So
that's a way of claiming some responsibility
mm-hmm.
for it.
I would never remember to buy one. There'd have to be somebody with a cash register at the trailhead.
Okay. That would
under
be
an umbrella with a glass of an igloo full of cold iced tea making the sales transaction. I'd never remember to stop and get a hiker's card. It's a woods, it's a mountain, a trail, park, hike.
Well, I think in the city it might be a little easier to remember. I mean, everybody's out there. And, hey, you got your hiker card?
Well, you know, Phoenix is now the second fastest growing city in the nation. Behind San Antonio.
Yeah, I believe that.
I can see that.
Yeah.
San Antonio is a cool town. Yeah. Phoenix is a cool town, too. But it's a hot city.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 67,000 new people a year.
That you have to educate about.
That you have to educate. And then you have to educate the people who have forgot how hot 100, 110, and 110 plus really is.
Yeah, it can be a really hard time of year for us who live here, and we know how dangerous it is. There's so many things. There's the monsoon driving. There's, unfortunately, drownings every year. And then there's hot cars. People get trapped in a hot car, left in a hot car, pets, kids. It's a hard thing.
More than one occasion, hiking in the McDowells, I'll come across somebody that... You know, what was it, 4 years ago? I came across a man and a woman way back. You were as far back from Gateway Trailhead as you could get. You were back behind Tom's Thumb. So you're several hours away from getting back to the trailhead. And he's passed out in the trail, and she's kind of half panicking. And they've run out of water like 2 hours ago, and he's dressed all in black.
I don't think he was from here.
He was.
Tell the rest of the story, because I'm still mad at myself for not just making a stink about it, because the way it was handled was horrible. It put you in danger.
Well, so I'm carrying water, and I give the woman some water. The guy can't take any water. We're just kind of wetting down his skin and his body, and he comes around and starts taking water. Of course, he can't keep it down, so everything he drinks comes right back up. And then we had this really, really sweet Scottsdale hiker come by in her $700 hiking
Lululemon
outfit wearing $300 an ounce perfume in coiffed hair and not one drop of sweat. And she was criticizing the electrolytes we were giving the man. These were the only kind you should be giving him. So can I have some? Oh, no. And then she trotted on her way.
Thank you, wherever you are.
I said, well, listen, when you get to the top of the hill, could you just dial this number and let my wife know I'm going to be a little late? So they called in a rescue, and the rescue was going to come in by ground, and that was going to take at least 2 to 3 hours. So I have, I don't know, maybe another 40 ounces in my Camelback, and so we're just kind of dribbling it on the guy's neck and shoulders. We've had him take his black shirt off and crawl underneath a Palo Verde tree. And fortunately, about 40 minutes later, we hear, I thought, oh, yes, yes, yes. And there she is, baby. The pride of Scottsdale. Scottsdale coming in. They spot us. They hover. They drop down. Now, I'm out of water. The woman's been out of water for hours. They put the guy in the cage and lift him up. And I'm saying, you just took all the water we had. Do you have any extra water on this chopper? Nope.
They left him out there, Romeo, with no
they
water.
They come to a water rescue. Rescue with no extra water.
I'm sorry. I can't laugh about it. Still, I'm bitter.
I was pretty dry by the time we got back to the trailhead.
So, I'm going to guess that's like a $300 an hour helicopter driver, not a $1,000 an hour helicopter driver.
Water.
I'd have paid $10 a bottle for water. I'll tell you that right now. So everybody just needs to be a little careful. The heat kind of comes on as a surprise unless you've been here several years. Unless you've ever really suffered from heat stroke and you don't know the symptoms, it's a horrible sensation. There's nothing worse than being caught a few miles from the truck out of water. And you know the most dangerous place for drinking water to be? In your canteen. It needs to be in your belly.
Oh, you know, I will say I haven't hiked in years, any kind of recreational hiking. But when we're out cleaning the stalls in June, July, and it's, you know, 112 degrees, it's 7:30 at night still. You know, those Cool Rush towels are a big game changer.
I hike with them all the time.
That's been a must have in my bag.
All right. With that said, we'll be back covering how to be safe in the great outdoors, the beautiful state of Arizona, when a lot of states close down, but there are still opportunities to take advantage of it. Stay tuned. We'll get back to more.